In this podcast, I want to discuss the French baguette, that long bread. In Australia, we used to call it the French stick, but that got misinterpreted too often, and so now we call it the crusty long stick, mate. Crusty long stick, and if you say, oh, do you have a baguette, there's a bit of confusion, because no one ever calls it a baguette, I suppose, in more well-to-do suburbs, but out in the west and out in Australia, we still eat baguettes, but we call them crusty long sticks. This is Peter Hill Explains, where I discuss and explain things. So there's probably a little bit of physics of a baguette, and the idea of this is to combine as many things together to get a little bit of a science story out there. So this, obviously, the flavour of baguettes. So I remember I spent 2 years of my life in France as a kid, and on Saturday before Mass, we were practicing Catholics there, people would get a baguette on their way back from the, oh, is it boulangerie? Oh, I can't remember what it was called, and people couldn't resist breaking open the crust of the bread and eating the warm baguette. And still today, I suppose a family picnic, we no longer have pate is sort of off. Yeah, that's one of the things I think has disappeared from Australia. So you used to be able to 10-20 years ago, be able to go into a supermarket and order different pâtés, but that's really disappeared. And so we have different healthy dips and coats. Some people like Vegemite on their baguette. I suppose my interest in baguettes, I've always been interested in details and stuff like that. I was amused when I listened to listening to my kids play Lego Harry Potter in, but they still in French, and they said, oh, my baguette, oh, I've lost my baguette. And of course, the word baguette in French means wand, so it's not surprising. So if we think baguette's beautiful, that's a word for bread, but the French, it's the word for wand, your wand of bread. The story here is a simple one, or an interesting one for me, is that the actual politics of it, it's beyond me. I think it's after World War One. There was a baker's strike, or a work limitation, that bakers couldn't work all night for their bread. The next day, there was a limitation, a law brought in, and so it's created a problem. How are you going to speed cook bread? And of course, as there's always Austrians about, there was an Austrian inventor who had a steam injector into your baking oven. So this allowed the bread to be cooked far faster. Now, I think what it did, by injecting steam, it stopped the crust forming, so the bread could actually heat and prove and rise up, and then the steam would be removed. I'm not quite sure on this, but I do know that there's a steam injector in baguette ovens. And this is the secret to allow it to rise up, and then the heat to form a crust, a thin crust, fairly quickly. And this is your sort of fast food of bread. Of course, it's not a big long loaf. It's a narrow loaf. And when one would have first thought of it, there'd be this horror thought of, you know, here's your loaf of bread, but are you interested in trying this same loaf of bread, but it's now 3 meters long, or sorry, a meter and a bit long. So rather than being a few centimeters a loaf long, you have a longer piece of bread. And of course, the French liked it and adopted this Austrian invention, and it's part of the basics of French culture. One of the things is that there was a little article by French bakeries in in Sydney saying, look, we want to restrict the sale of baguettes to only our French bakery, which was rather interesting. And of course, all the bakers in Australia are Vietnamese. The French influence in Vietnam produced all these bakers, and of course, these were the people displaced from Vietnam first. So it's everything in Australia is a Vietnamese bakery, almost exclusively. Sort of a community of bakery community, and so the good old Aussie pie makers have been pushed out. And it's not necessarily bad, and replaced with these French traditions. And I'm sure there's a lot of technology involved. So the I suppose the interesting aspect of this is a social restriction, a social disaster. Bakers not being able to bake all night has led to an innovation and a change in market tastes. And there's many examples of this where a restriction or a problem has led to people changing. So I think probably an example would be people with very short career prospects. You train up for a career, and most of the career lasts 5 years, mostly 7 years before you have to move on. And this is probably seen as a positive move forward, or we've still to go through that process. So I suppose the moral of this one is that there's a bit of physics behind it, the introduction of steam. There's a bit of history associated with it. You're off the shelf. This is very French. I see it as an Austrian invention, but a template for facing a problem and adapting human behaviour such that we actually prefer the solution. There's advantages to the solution that comes up. Of course, the long bread can be cooked more quickly. It's got a larger surface area. You're obviously cooking a much smaller loaf, but it's a longer loaf. That's Peter Hill Explains. Thanks for listening. In the meantime, keep on doing science.